Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLen.com. As always, I am joined by the biggest dick in the room, Mr. Richard Avery.
In the butt.
This is going to be an ongoing thing through
you
the show.
You sound so official.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. In the butt. My guest, who's not been introduced yet, we all know how I hate this.
Is this your first
name? Is Miss Danny Daniels. Danny Daniels, welcome.
Yay.
Hi.
Welcome back to More With Mo.
Hi.
So
this is actually, we did these all on the same day, so this is now, what? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, this is episode like 57.
No. Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Danny's
back.
So
Danny's back.
I was over at your place. Actually, let's go with the creepy side. I saw it on Twitter. I've seen it in a few places, but I went over to your place.
Yes.
And I saw some things laying against your wall, and they weren't dildos like normal. I saw some very large canvases of artwork.
Yes.
How about you tell me a little bit of what that is?
I am an artist when I am not pimping out my vagina for a living.
Do you make sandwiches?
With my vagina?
No, just in general.
Oh. Because
if you're an artist and you make sandwiches, you in fact could work at Subway.
Ah, like a sandwich. I get it.
Oh, that's...
Subway.
The references are bad.
More with Mo, sponsored part by Subway. Oh, okay, sorry. Let's go back to... So these are fucking huge canvas. This isn't a small thing.
No.
How long
like
have you been doing this?
I like big things.
She likes big things.
I like big.
How long have you been doing it?
I actually went to college before it. I went to art school before porn. And then when I got into porn 4 years ago, I kind of just put them all in a closet and gave up on it for a bit. And probably in the last year, I've been doing it again.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So I'm going to allow you to describe it. It's a very specific thing. This isn't, I mean, and I do have to say, I've seen different girls in the industry and I've seen different people through the years say, I'm an artist and I'm a painter. And I look at it and go, okay, well, that's pretty, but you're full of shit. You have no fucking clue what you're doing.
Yeah.
I looked at your stuff and it's a different style. And I was actually seriously impressed. We're friends. I don't have to fluff you.
No, you would tell me.
I really was seriously impressed. So why don't you go ahead and describe what you do in your paintings?
The easiest way I have discovered to paint or to paint it, to describe it, is I do a form of stippling or pointillism, but instead of using tiny dots, I use letters.
So, but they're used very specifically.
Yeah, so I do musicians, and I do portraits of musicians and iconic photographs of musicians. And I take the lyrics from that person or band and create grayscale for my work.
Wow.
Which sounds like I'm a total lunatic when I say that.
No, not at all. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
Now, who have you done? Because since we can't
well,
see
I saw yet. Bono.
Okay.
And I saw, I don't know if I saw it online or not, but I saw Elton John.
Okay.
But the first one that I actually saw that I was like, whoa, wait a second. Danny does this was, I believe it's Einstein. I believe that was the first one. Yeah. That I looked at and I was like, wait a second. What the hell is this? And I looked and it's literally, it's like equations in this whole portrait. Of him, you stand 10 feet back, you can't tell, right. It just looks like, but you get close, it's literally all. And I was just like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, Einstein was the only musician that I, or non-musician, excuse me, that I have done, but yeah, like he was actually fun because I did his like theory of relativity and a bunch of his equations.
Wow,
and, yeah, it's
so
cool.
Elton John, which again, I'm not sure where I saw it, but how many different songs you did lyrics, how many different songs did you do?
It always depends on. Like the piece, but I think for his, I probably used about 15 or 20.
And were they song specific that you liked or?
And you know, he doesn't write his lyrics, right?
Yeah, but it's you know, like it's still an essence of him.
I know.
You
could
argue.
Do Meatloaf as well, and he doesn't write his lyrics.
I know.
Yeah, you can argue, but yeah.
Where did you develop this technique and stuff at?
When I was in school, I used to have to take notes all the time. Right. Like, back in high school and whatever. And I used to like draw like designs out of them because I'd be so bored. And when I got to college, I did my one of my like end of the year, you have to do like a bunch of pieces. And I did it all on like Shakespearean quotes and I did like portraits of nude women. So it just kind of like evolved and kept evolving. And then I started doing musicians like in the last year.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Thanks.
Now, what do you do with these paintings? Are they just in a pile at home?
Yeah, they were in a pile at home for a year because I was so scared to show anyone. And my ex actually was the one that got me to do it more and actually make it public. So I did. And now I'm actually doing my first art fair, art walk thing. So we'll see how that goes.
So you're walking down the street with your painting.
Yes.
No, I believe no. It's Jerry Garcia. You have a Jerry Garcia one,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, I've done like...
But it's like 8 foot by 8 foot.
Well, the Jerry Garcia one is actually small. Wait. That one's only like 4 by 3.
What's the
three.
Huge... Oh, 4 by 3. 4 foot by 3.
That's
foot.
Like my
what
small,
was the
that's
giant... Small. There's a giant one, and I thought it was Jerry Garcia.
I did Mick Jagger, and he's like 5 by 8 feet
yeah.
tall.
This is... I mean, it's serious shit. This isn't somebody going, oh, look, I have an 11 by 14
So I got a
question.
Where can I see these?
I built a website. It's pen15art.com, pen15art.com.
Awesome.
Okay, I just wrote down this. I just wrote down this website here. Did you know when you read it out, it actually says penis art?
Yeah, that was planned.
Okay,
we know where your mind's at.
Penis
yeah.
art.
No, what are you thinking about? Exactly.
Well, when I started doing it, I used spray paint. For my backgrounds, mm-hmm. and I've always loved spray painting, but I'm not very good at it. So I like to blend colors with it, and I started kind of playing with that. And in the art community, female artists that spray paint aren't very recognized, mm-hmm. I'd say. Like, there's a few, but it's kind of more of a, street art's more of a male-dominated, you know, I guess industry, I don't know what you would call it. But so I wanted to go by an alias, obviously. I didn't want to go by Danny Daniels because I feel like that's a total, just a cheesy
That's
cop
an
out.
Alias.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
That's an alias.
Yeah, but it's just like to ride porn into a different industry. No. I just think that's just like, ugh, it's so cliche.
Yes.
So I wanted to come up with another alias and kind of keep it somewhat separated. So I wanted another male alias because I love... the whole male name, and I thought pen was cool because I use pen and ink, and then I was like, okay, well, if I do pen 15, it looks like penis, so when people find out that I do porn, because they will,
yes,
it's just a little bit of humor.
Now, before I rudely interrupted with my slight attempt at humor, seriously, fuck you, Dickon.
Slight.
Slight. We love each other.
You
guys are so cute. So, Art Walk in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it? When is it? How do we see this?
It is in the Little Italy district, April 26th and 27th. It's really cool. Like I've been going to it ever since I was in college, and it's a bunch of artists that, you know, get together and buy booths, and like it's literally like 10 blocks of artists. It's mm-hmm. like local artists, California artists, San Diego artists, and it's cool because, like, all the restaurants and shops are still open. You can walk around and go booth to booth. And it's kind of like a street fair, but it's not cheesy. Like, it's not what you would think. Mm-hmm. They don't sell, like, cotton candy and popcorn and shit. It's like, you know, you're going around looking at a collection of people.
I've been to them in the past, and it's pretty amazing what you find.
Yeah.
You always find, like, you think, like, oh, this is going to be a bunch of cheesy stuff. But then all of a sudden you're like, wow, some people are really talented.
Yeah.
Here.
And, like, a lot of new artists. Yeah. And, you know, you think it's going to be, like, a bunch of crafts and shit, but it's actually really cool. So. Yeah.
San Diego's a
dream
good place
catchers. Now, have you sold a piece yet?
I have. The Einstein you saw was a commission. The Jerry Garcia was a commission. And then I just did my second piece that wasn't a musician. I did the Big Lebowski,
mm-hmm.
the scene where they're all three sitting at the bar.
I saw a picture of that.
Yeah, I did that actually for a brewery in Maryland. So right.
Now, how was it though? Your first piece, you're now something that you've never been paid for.
Yeah.
You're handing over this creation of yours. This is your baby. You're basically handing over something you created that is, we're photographers.
Speak for yourself.
Shut the fuck up. We can go through and we can make another print, another print, yeah. another print, another print. You can't make another one exactly like that. It's one of a kind. You're handing it over for a pile of cash or a check or something. How was that? Was it exciting?
It was exciting, but it was really hard because I don't make prints,
mm-hmm.
Because they're so detailed and they're so big that it's almost physically impossible and be a pain in the ass to do. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's kind of like handing over like a baby. You're like, oh, I made you, but now I have to give you to this family. Okay, bye.
But you'll find, though, it is weird in the beginning, but I think what you'll find out is the more you do this, the more you'll be into it. Like, you'll really enjoy sharing your talent to people and saying, here's a gift of I've poured my passion, my heart, my soul into this. Now you get to have it. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
And then as you get more and more, 10, 20, 30 years from now, as you do it, it'll be much more enjoyable for you to do. And you'll look forward to doing it.
Yeah. Like, the idea of it is really cool. Mm-hmm. Like, the idea of it going up in a brewery and people staring at it every day. Yeah. Like, that's really cool. But it's just like,
my baby.
I miss you. Yeah.
So, but like all children, you forget them eventually. Yeah. You're like, who's next? Give me another one.
Let's make another one.
Well, I mean, obviously you're doing at least decently well in the adult industry, and you haven't quite hit MILF status this year.
I wish. But, I want to be a MILF so
but
bad.
But are you, are you looking at this as more angled towards a career or something that you want to try and pick up?
It's definitely my dream career. I never saw porn as like...
You don't want to be Nina Hartley at 50.
No, I respect Nina. I mean, whatever, but like, not my thing. Porn for me is like, it's a career, but it's not long term. Mm-hmm. Obviously,
one chapter in the book of life.
Yeah, exactly. It's a stepping stone to what I really want to do, and I'm not gonna quit anytime soon. I love doing it, but it's just like, I'm gonna be pretty forever.
I mean, she's going to be beautiful. You're obviously busy. You work a fair amount. You do well. So are you hoping to wind down, or do you cut back on work when you want to be more creative and paint? Do you actually schedule yourself out for 2 weeks and say, I'm not doing porn, I'm doing this?
Yeah, I'm actually moving to San Diego to do that. So I'll be here 2 weeks, there 2 weeks. Because I've gotten to a point where I'm getting so busy that I have to separate it, and I have to have a certain amount of time in each city. Because I can't, if I'm here all the time, if someone calls me and they're like, hey, do you want to shoot tomorrow? I'm like, yeah, sure. And then I just keep putting it off. And it's like, it's kind of an irresponsible way to do things. So
yeah, because you only get out of it what you put into it. If you put 10% in, you're going to get 10% out.
So are you keeping a place here then, and then having a place down there, or are you?
No, she's going to live on the beach in a brown paper bag.
It could be the Residence Inn. I don't picture her going to a model house.
I'll probably do like an extended stay or some you know what I mean? Like I want to want to.
I am so going to visit Danny Daniels at an extended stay. We're doing a photo shoot at the extended stay.
Yeah, exactly.
You have a maid that comes over like 3 times a day.
Oh my God.
Yes. We had her on for the roommates episode. We know how this, we know how this woman
lives.
We'll
see. I don't know. Maybe I'll keep a tiny little studio, but I've gotten to a point where, and I want to live in San Diego. Mm-hmm. I miss it. So
nice.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
Are you making a sour face?
No, I like San Diego, but I would never want to live there.
Why? If you don't mind me asking.
It's because it's too mellow. It's like, which I guess is.
I guess it depends on the person.
Yeah, but it's like, I find it really just really mellow. Like every time I've been down there.
I like it. It's with my job. It's nice to have a little bit of mellow.
Yeah.
For some of the time.
I like it. I mean, I love California. Been here my whole life, and I like NoCal, SoCal. It was, we call San Diego is LoCal.
Yeah.
But I like it. But like I said, I don't think I could live there. But the beaches are amazing. The people are great.
Yeah. The traffic isn't as extreme. Yeah, exactly. Like, people are nice.
There's
to
a
you.
Lot, and there's great restaurants. Yeah. There are a lot of great things about San Diego. I just couldn't live there.
I'm going to stay in Studio City for another like 30 years.
Yeah, you and your apartment that you've been in since you were born.
No, I've decided I'm leaving by the 20th year. We'll see how that goes.
What are you at now? Like
16 years, April 1st.
Oh my God. Aren't you bored? I can't even stay in a place for a year. I lose my mind.
I grew out of that. You get old and complacent.
You're just lazy.
Yeah, that's what it is. So, anyhow, on that note, now that we know how lazy I actually am, tell me again the Art Walk. When is that?
The website is actually artwalksandiego.com. You can go on and look at all the artists. It's April 26th and 27th.
And for the people listening to this 4 years from now, because I know it's going to be an amazing episode that people want to listen to, this is the year 2014, so you've already missed it.
You missed it.
And since the web will continue, again, your website is?
My website is pen15art.com.
penisart.com.
Don't say penis.
It's pen 15.
It pen15art.com.
It is funny when I write into galleries and stuff and like correspond with them and they respond like, "Dear pen 15." I'm like, "Oh my God, this is hysterical." Like they don't even see it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, exactly. And then that's funny. I like that. Now, do you associate Danny Daniels with that at all, or do you have a Twitter account for your specific?
No, I have a Twitter account. I keep it kind of separate.
Okay.
My Twitter is pen15artist.
Well, because there's only three people going to listen to this episode, you, me, yeah, and you know, Richard over there.
Maybe I can like pay my boyfriend to listen to it.
You could. And he's an expensive guy. Okay, perfect. Well,
2 6-packs.
Yeah, exactly. But we can always check you out at Miss Danny Daniels on Twitter.
Yes.
Because I tweet you all the time, I know.
You do? I retweet you. I'm really good.
She is a sweetheart. She is a friend.
Like, I even retweet episodes that I'm not in. Okay?
Not she's like a, that Samantha Bentley.
She's a friend. Say I'm a fan.
She is a friend of the show, yeah. A friend of theaveragemo.com.
You guys are such little suck-ups.
We are. Well, Danny, thank you so much for coming out yet again for another episode of More with
thank
Mo.
Thank you.
My name is Maurice. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. Or you can find me on my blog that is now presented by JulieLand.com. JulieLand.com for all your pornographic needs.
Oh my gosh.
Go visit TheAverageMo.com.
It's longer every time.
Keep
blah, 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 blah.
Fuck all y'all.
Those wish list is.
Have a great day, everyone.